Hello. Welcome to I Am Wisdom with your host, Katrina Cavanaugh. I Am Wisdom is all about the connection between mind work and energy work, spirituality, and finding easy, everyday ways to heal your life. Katrina Cavanaugh is a qualified therapist and one of Australia's leading intuitives and spirituality coaches. Katrina will be taking your calls and bringing you some special guests. Settle in, relax, and enjoy the healing on I Am Wisdom with Katrina Cavanaugh on Om Times Radio.
Hello, hello, it's Katrina Cavanaugh here and you're listening to I Am Wisdom on Times Radio. And this show is the home of everyday wisdom for your life, everyday wisdom for your life. So what I like to do is I like to create an hour of time where I'm sharing with you some interesting steps or hopefully some useful steps that you can take and sharing with you some stories and understandings and wisdoms and reflections, sharing with you my experience as a therapist and clinician, as an intuitive life strategist, as a spirituality coach. I mean, all these words that we use to describe ourselves. Really what I do is I like to help people. I like to help people feel better. And over the years when I've been talking about the branding and how you actually describe it, you know, that's kind of what it is. I want to use all that I am to help you feel better. And this radio show is one of the ways that I can do that. So I'm very grateful. Thank you very much for listening. For those of you who are listening live, hello, hello. And I hope that whatever you're doing right now in this exact moment that we're sharing together is extremely peaceful or giving you lots of happiness or whatever it may be. And for those of you who have picked this up as a podcast, I want to say thank you very much for doing so. I love the concept of this going out to the world as a podcast. And so for you, whatever you're doing as well, whether you're driving along or you might be driving along listening or you might be sitting or doing some housework listening, which is often how I listen to other people's podcasts, whatever you're doing, I hope that this hour of time is useful for you and that you find some of the content here to be something that you can actually use and apply to your everyday and therefore, as you do so, you know, help you feel better. I hope this helps you feel better. On today's show, our topic for today is we're going to be talking about five steps that you can take to build meaning into your everyday life, okay? So I've got some five steps and suggestions for you, and I'm really looking forward to talking that through with you in the next hour. Well, how has your week been? How has your week been? My week has been really amazing, really amazing. Where do I begin? Well, right now I'm sitting in my office in Wollongong, which is 1 hour south of Sydney on the coast. I have the window open, so you may actually hear some background noise because there's cars that drive by. The reason why I have to have the window open is because I have painted my office. Yes, I came in and I've painted my office, so this is very exciting because it's all about creating, you know, creating this to be my own space. And so we've gone from, I'm a very neutral plain coloured kind of girl. I love white in all its shades and cream and all that stuff. So I've painted my office antique white USA. I did that on Saturday with the help of my children. They didn't actually help me paint, but they helped me by behaving well and entertaining themselves with playing together nicely while mummy painted. And I'm just really proud of the effort, really. It's not a perfect job, but I have to say I'm just really proud of myself that I am painted this office. And so that was my Saturday. And then the next most amazing thing that happened to me this week was I shared an interview with John Holland on Hay House Radio, and that would have been the equivalent of your Monday 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I think it might have been 12 noon Pacific Time and my Tuesday morning 5 a.m. So I must say, as I listen back to that record, the radio podcast, I can hear the tiredness in my voice, just that, you know, that sleepiness you get when you wake up. And so next time when I speak to the US on at such an early hour, I may actually do some scales or something, you know, la, 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 warm the voice up a little. However, it was the most amazing experience to share that time with John Holland on Hay House Radio on his show Spirit Connections. If you're looking to hear a copy of that, listen to a copy of that radio show, then what you can do is you could go to my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ Katrina Kavanagh. So that's K-A-T-R-I-N-A, C-A-V for Victor, A-N for Nelly, O-U-G-H, so Katrina Kavanagh. And so go to my Facebook page, and if you scroll down, I think it's a couple of posts down, you will see a link that I have there. And look, it was a really special show. We spoke about, you know, what happens when someone dies suddenly and unexpectedly, what happens spiritually. And as John Holland described to his listeners, you know, I do hold a really unique experience in that I had all that time where I was working in a hospital environment as a frontline social worker and grief therapist, where I was present before, during, and after someone has passed away. And, you know, when you think about that, that before, during, and after, it really placed me in just such a beautiful, privileged place to be present at such a critical time in someone's life. So I spoke to John about that. I talked about my experiences and my new awarenesses, I guess, the wisdoms that I now have about what that means and what that was like. So I described to him what death was like in my experiences. In that time, I actually worked with between 400 and 500 deaths. And whilst I didn't have a spiritual experience every time, I certainly had it plenty of times. And so there's a lot of death and dying, people. It's a lot of tragic death and dying too. It's just, it does take its toll. Spiritually, it always felt like a privilege, but obviously physically and emotionally it takes a toll. But I spoke about that with John. I spoke about what it's like, what death is like and what it feels like, which is beautiful and soft, very, very, very gentle. I spoke about that. But I also spoke about the wisdoms that the souls that have crossed had showed me and shared with me about how to, their insight about grief, their insights about what's important when you're living life. And I shared that and I sat last night and listened to the recordings. My husband obviously was asleep and looking after my children, so he wasn't able to hear me on the show live. So he and I, after the girls had gone to bed, we sat down and re-listened to the show, and it was a really special show. It was a really special show. And all I can do is encourage you to listen to it, because I think, even if I do say so myself, I mean, you have to understand, I believe that when I'm in conversations like that, that really I'm the vessel and, you know, I'm just simply the body and the voice that's creating this noise, which is talking, that is sharing experiences, and really I'm in a place of being of service, and I feel very much that it's all a bit much bigger than me, and really I'm a very small part of the process. So when I listened to that radio interview and the insights that were shared, and I had, there was a couple of callers that called in, and I just listened to the accuracy I was able to receive, you know, the information I was given through intuitive insights about what actually happened and who was in the room and how this beautiful person's mother passed away, and just the detail I was given. You know, it always shocks me every single time, which shouldn't by now, goodness me, you know, national television and lots of radio interviews and lots of individual consults. I shouldn't be surprised, but I tell you now, every single time I share a consultation or I'm talking to people and there's intuitive glimpses given to me, and I'm accurate, I cannot tell you, I just am so surprised every time. But look, so I'm encouraging you to get online. You can go straight to my website at katrinakavanagh.com, and it's the last blog entry, and you can go to that page and you'll see, if you go to blogs and then you go to the top one, you'll click there and you can listen there. But otherwise, find it on one of my posts on my Facebook page. And I really encourage you to listen, because it's really quality information, and it's information that came through John and through myself and really from God and Spirit themselves, really. That's where it came from. So I encourage you to listen to that. It was a real privilege. John's invited me to come back on the show, so I'm looking forward to that. Because again, it just felt like such a powerful experience, much bigger than me. Bigger than me. So that's been my week. The other news I had this week is that we have the BRCA gene in the family. And the BRCA gene is, well, the BRCA1 gene is that people don't really know. If you know it, you know it. If you don't, you don't. But it's a gene where the best way to describe it is Angelina Jolie, who's a very well-known Hollywood actress. She has the BRCA1 gene, and it was the BRCA1 gene that led her to have her breasts removed and then reconstructed. Now, she did that very publicly, so I'm not speaking out of turn here, obviously. That's the way I know about it. And that's because she had the BRCA gene. And if you have the BRCA gene in your family, what that means is that there can be people in the family that have the BRCA gene and there's people in the family that won't. But if it's coming down through your family line, what it means is if you have the BRCA gene, BRCA1 gene, and this BRCA2 as well, it means that you are at a considerably huge, I haven't got the exact stats, but it's something like, you know, by the time you're 60, 80% chance of having breast cancer and something similar around ovarian cancer. Don't quote me on those stats, people, because I'm not talking clinically with that knowledge. I'm just as a layman, as a person who's gone through it. And so, you know, your risk of ovarian cancer and breast cancer is astronomical as compared to someone who doesn't have the BRCA gene, where your risk is, you know, the same as the average person. So sadly in my family we have the BRCA gene and, you know, I have an aunties that have it and I have cousins that have it and have subsequently had some of them breast cancer and, breast cancer. And so on my side, my immediate family, it became clear that someone very close to me has the BRCA gene. They just went through the test. And so it led me to have the test as well. And so for the last 4 to 6 weeks, I've been waiting. Oh, here's the break. I'll tell you more about that. I've got lost in the conversation. I'll tell you more about that after the break. And today we're talking about 5 steps to build meaning into your life. A little bit tired this week, people. We'll get there. Bye-bye. Stay with me.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, everyone. It's Katrina Kavanagh here, and you're listening to I Am Wisdom on OM Times Radio. As I was saying just before that break, that came upon me all of a sudden. I'm a little bit tired today, so my body's telling me I need a little bit of rest, which I'll make sure I get over the weekend, because it's all about nurturing the body and nurturing the mind, right? So anyway, I'm acknowledging my little sleepiness. And so as I was saying, that the BRCA gene, BRCA1 gene is in the family, and I was just waiting for my results, and I just found out just yesterday afternoon that I don't have the BRCA1 gene. Because if I did have the BRCA1 gene, what I would be considering is, you know, a removal of my ovaries at the age of 42 and a possible removal of my breasts and a reconstruction of my breasts at the age, you know, as well. So they would have been the decisions I would have needed to make, whether I wanted to do that or consider whether I could live with the risk, because that's the decision you have to make. Can you live with the risk or can you not live with the risk? And if you can't live with the risk, then you need to have those operations. So I felt a very mixed kind of feeling. I felt very blessed and fortunate to not have the BRCA gene, you know, BRCA1 gene. Yet at the same time, I felt immediately when I was given my good news, I felt, well, simultaneously, I also felt mixed feelings, because people I care about do have the BRCA1 gene and have had to, you know, make decisions and take action accordingly. So it's mixed blessing. It's a mixed blessing. It's a blessing for me, but it's not a blessing for some of the people that I love. And so, you know, but that's been my week. That's been my week, as well as, you know, lovely time with beautiful children and a good husband and all that kind of stuff. So let's get on with our show. So 5 steps to building meaning into your life. So this radio show is inspired by an article I wrote a while ago now. It's published on mariashriver.com. I'm very fortunate to have some of my articles regularly published there as one of the architects of change, so I'm very grateful to that. So if you're looking for the article, please pop forward to mariashriver.com and look up my name, Katrina Kavanagh, and you'll find an article called 5 Steps to Building Meaning into Your Life, and that's the written version of the show we're going to be talking about today. So what happens is when we're born, most people live life thinking that they're here to have a long life. Okay, we all think that, right? We all think that we're going to get at least our 3 score and 10. So we're going to get 70 years, right? Three score, three twenties and a 10. We're going to get 70 years worth of life at least. You know, we all hope for that. We all think basic. We all live life, if we're quite honest, we all really live life thinking that that's our birthright, almost, just by being born. Now, what I know for certain, and once I say this, you'll agree with me, I'm sure, is, and I've learned this from my experience, as I said earlier, working at the hospital where I worked with over 400 deaths in an emergency room, what I know is that death can actually happen at any time. So in my experience, I worked with babies who passed away right through to the elderly and every stage and age and stage in between that. People in their 30s, people in their teens, people in their 20s, in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s and 80s and 90s. Okay, so I know that people can go at any time. And I know that it's possible to wake up one morning and have your life a certain way, and by the time you go to bed that night, your life is completely different because, gosh, either yourself or someone that you love has passed away. Well, obviously, if you've passed away, you're not going to bed that night, but you know what I mean. So I know that life can change in an instant, and therefore I guess that's led me to really consider I've had to come to the realization and live with a conscious awareness that we never truly do know, or I truly don't know when my last day will be. The people that I love, I don't know when their last day will be either. So as scary as this can be, and when I'm talking about this with my clients, what I ask them to do is what I've done. I ask them to flip this realization from a place of fear to a decision to embrace this fact and create a meaningful life, right? Because that's the choice we have. We can, you know, this truth exists. Just because we're not living in awareness of it doesn't make it go away. The truth is we never know when our last moment will be. And so once you actually turn your awareness to that truth and take it on and soak it in, then once you do that, you have a choice then to feel very afraid of that fact, because it can be quite frightening, or to then flip it around and go, well, okay, well, what does this actually mean for me now? Okay. One of the things I know for sure for those people who are living right now with this under the illusion that they have a long life ahead of them, and for some of those people, for most of those people, hopefully, yes, that's the truth. But when you're living in that illusion where your life is guaranteed to be long, what that means is you're more likely to do things like put your life on hold, right? So, and that means you put off things that are important to you. We all do it. I mean, I still do it, and I've got this awareness, and I've written a book about it, and I've written articles about it, and now I'm talking to you, and I help other people with it, and now I'm talking to you on the radio about it, you know, but I still occasionally have to catch myself. You know, just recently we're planning a small holiday, but, you know, I was talking about, well, my husband and I were talking about extending that holiday just for a few more days and doing something really exciting with their children, and there was a part of me that thought, well, you know, budget-wise, it's not that comfortable right now. But it's doable, but it's not comfortable, right? So I just was lying in bed this morning and I thought, for goodness sake, I'm writing about it, talking about it, telling everyone else about it, for the extra tiny bit of discomfort that this is going to bring us around finances, I want to do this. I want to take my children to this great place. I want to have this experience. I want to extend my holiday. So, we will do it. We will make it happen. And we're very grateful to have our health and some resources to be able to do that, right? So, but we all do it. So you would think, even me, you think I'd be living every single minute aware of this, but even I have to catch myself with all the awareness that I have and experiences I have. So it's human to do things like put your life on hold. It's human to wait for something or someone external to ourselves to give our life value. I'm going to say that again because that is a really important point. It is human to wait for something or someone external to us to give our life value. We all do it. We all do it, beautiful people. We all do it. Yet, whilst it's human, we can also step into another place of awareness and choose to do it differently. It's all about awareness. Once you have the awareness, okay, I realize that I've been living my life on you know, kind of autopilot. I realize that I have been kind of thinking, I've got plenty of years to go, it's fine. I realize that I've been putting many aspects of my life on hold, and or I've been sitting here waiting for something external to myself to give my life value. I get up day after day and follow the same routine over and over again and wonder why I don't feel unfulfilled. We all do this. We all do this. It's very, very human. What happens is once you have the awareness that you're going to have right now from listening to this show, that there is another way of thinking and perceiving and being to that, okay, you are then placed in a space where you have a choice. You can choose at that point to keep living that way, and that's fine, or you can choose to make a different choice and take some active steps to really build meaning into your everyday life. So what that means is that you begin to do things like cherish each day, okay, cherish each moment. It means that you really realize the value of the moment that you have before you, okay, and so what you do is you do things, maybe follow some of these five steps, but there's other things as well. You take these steps and you actually start to build into your life. By taking these steps, what I wanted to say is by taking these steps, what you're doing is you are expanding that moment that you have before you. You are literally absolutely inflating the moment. You are maximizing the moment. You are making sure that every possible bit of joy and wonder and appreciation for the moment that's before you and occurs. And when you do that, the most amazing thing happens. When you live with an awareness of the value and the preciousness of each moment, then you start to live a much more empowered life. And you start to shift from, you know, not worrying about the future and not feeling sad about the past to just being in the moment. I mean, Eckhart Tolle talks about this too. He does some beautiful work. I love his work. He's got some great YouTube clips, great books. His book is wonderful. He has a slightly different take to it than I do. But it's a slightly different take, but it's the same message. It's exactly the same message. It's coming from his own experience. Really, it's the same message, but it's come from different places. His is coming from his own experience, you know, and understandings. Mine is coming from my own experiences and also my experience with thoughts of death and dying and, you know, and this information the soul showed me. So it doesn't matter where it's come from. The message is what's the most important thing. So we'll be coming up to a break in a couple of minutes. And when we come back to the break, on the break, I will be going through the 5 steps that you can take. And as I go through those 5 steps, I will be explaining each one of them. If you have a question for me today, then I'm encouraging you to hop online to facebook.com/KatrinaKavanagh and place your question there. If you are looking to find me in other places, you can find me in places such as Instagram. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter. I am tired today. I couldn't even think of the word Instagram. You can find me on Twitter. So on Twitter, you can find me at Kat Kavanagh. That's KatCavanaugh 777. You can find me on Twitter at _ then my name, Katrina Kavanagh. And I'm also, of course, on LinkedIn. You can have a look at me there, although I'm getting busier with Instagram, still on Facebook a lot. They're the two that I really work across, a bit on Twitter, you know, those kind of, just working those things out. So you can find me in all of those places, and I really encourage you to do that. So here's the beautiful cue music, and that means that we're moving into a break, just a little break, and when we come back, I'm going to be talking to you about the 5 steps that you can take to really build meaning into your life and into every single moment. Stay with me.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, it's Katrina Kavanagh here, and you're listening to I Am Wisdom here on OM Times Radio. Clearing the throat. So, I hope you can, hope you've been enjoying the show so far. So now we're moving into what are the 5 steps that people can take to really build meaning into their life. So the first step is this. When you wake up in the morning, when your body is slowly waking up and you're in that in-between state before your body's fully awake and before you physically step out of bed, in the glorious morning light, I encourage you to set the intention that today will be a really good day, okay? When you wake up in the morning, there's a beautiful stillness, well, certainly in our house, until you hear the thump, 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 thump of little six-year-old or eight-year-old feet. But there's this beautiful stillness that exists in the morning light, don't you think? When you look outside and there's that gorgeous morning light and the day feels really still and it holds so much potential for so many wonderful things to happen. I really love that. So I like to use that time of the day to really set the tone for the rest of my day. So what I do is, as I lay in bed, before I've even placed my feet on the floor, I take a few minutes to decide how today is going to feel. Okay, so it's not necessarily about what kind of things I want to have happen in the day, although occasionally I will think of those things, but it's about how I want today to feel. Okay. And I also include a clear intention to experience moments to cherish, and that my day will be overflowing with as much kindness and as much easiness as possible. Okay. Now, we're not always perfect every single day with the entirety of that intention, but that certainly is the theme of what I set the intention for. Now, I know on days when I don't do it, because for some strange reason, those days tend to be a little bit trickier. But when I do it, it gives you a sense of faith and confidence that today can be good. Yeah. And that's such a nice place. It's such a beautiful way to start the day. And everyone deserves that. Now, if you're listening to this radio show and you've stayed listening and you're here in the second half of the show and you're hearing me talk about that, then I'm going to put some good, I have confidence that you are meant to hear this and that this is meant for you. So if you're not already doing it, I'm encouraging you to begin the day when you're waking up, before you even put your feet on the floor, okay, when you're still snuggled up in your beautiful warm bed, which, of course, what a wonderful thing to be grateful for, being in a nice comfy bed with nice warm blankets. But before you even put your feet on the floor, that you set the intention that today is going to feel easy, good, happy, relaxed, fun, whatever it may be, whatever it is that you're seeking in that day, okay? So that's the first step. The second step that I encourage people to do each day is to connect with someone you love. Now, I know that sounds really straightforward, and you could say to me, well, of course, I need to connect with someone that I love, of course. But the truth of it is that life moves pretty fast and we are all really busy. We all have phones to look at and gaze at endlessly. We have social media that we feel we need to attend to. We have our work, we have our families, and of course ourselves. And truly the pace of life can be extremely fast and people lose themselves. I've lost myself in my own business plenty of times. And it's, you know, it's a constant conversation I'm having with myself all the time. It's about really nurturing my mind, you know, because as you know, I've reflected over the last few shows, I've had some interesting experience over the last 4 to 6 weeks where I haven't been that well, you know, emotionally or psychologically, I should say. Emotionally I was fine, but psychologically. And so with these intrusive thoughts. So I know that that's actually occurred as a result of a few things, but one of the contributing factors, I believe, has been my busy brain. So life goes fast. We all need to slow down. There is actually no rush, okay? But what that means is we lose our point of connection with those we love. We might be sitting at home with our children and our partners around us, but it doesn't mean we're connected with them. And by connected, I don't mean that you have to sit there for an hour-long conversation. What I'm talking about is having a few minutes. There's research that says that if you can hug the one that you love, I think it's for either 60 or 90 seconds, that there's a change within our, you know, central nervous system and the way our body, you know, responds to that. that beautiful feel good, those beautiful feel good hormones are released at that point in time. So we know that it doesn't have to be a long engagement, but it certainly can just be just a few seconds. It can be, you know, if I just stop and talk to my children sometimes, and I take their little faces in my hands, and your hand touches the softness of their skin on their face, you know, when they're 6 and 8. Remember that, everyone, when your skin's so soft when they're 6 and 8 year olds, with really soft skin on their face. So sometimes I just hold my girls' faces in my hand. It's beautiful. And I don't have to have a big conversation. It might just be a little conversation, but the point is the point of connection, okay? It might be sending a loving SMS to your partner, okay? It might be, like I just said, looking into your child's eyes and telling them just how wonderful they are. It doesn't have to take a lot of time, but it can be extremely, extremely powerful and can really, of course, enhance the meaning that you feel in the connection with those that you love, okay? So that's the second step. That's step two. Step three is what I love to refer to as breathing in the moments. And the first example I have is obviously, again, with my children. So whenever I hug my children, I literally breathe the moment in, okay? I take notice of what I'm experiencing. Like I've just said, the softness of their skin, the feeling of their little arms wrapped around, you know, around my neck, the warmth I feel in my heart as I'm connected with them. I just really take notice, and then I breathe. I physically take a deep breath. I breathe in that feeling of nurturing and softness and kindness and connection, okay? And this concept of breathing in the moment is really important. I may be standing and looking at a beautiful scene, and I will physically breathe that in. And I think that's psychological, obviously, but also it's physical. But it's so important to take note and be aware of what it's like to really draw into me and into you, into yourself, the beauty of the moment that's before you. Okay, so I guess that's a way of being really present, isn't it? It's a way of being really present in the moment. So I really, really, really encourage you to breathe in the moments that are in your day. There are many moments, like noticing, like I've already said, noticing the magic of a green leaf, or looking at the sun as it's setting, or just feeling the warmth of the sun on your back as you're walking along. That might be, you know, you're washing your hands, and the miracle of having a tap, first of all, to turn on, and then instantly this stuff called water flows out. I mean, that's amazing. So, you know, we're turning the tap on, and we're in the space of amazement because we've got this amazing thing called running water. And we place our hands under the running water, and the feeling of that water as it just washes over your skin. You know, what a miracle. Miracle that we've got water. Miracle that we've got a tap. Miracle that we've got hands and skin and healthy bodies and eyes and senses to experience it all. It's just the whole thing's miraculous. So it doesn't have to be, you don't have to spend $3,000 and go and, you know, stand at the top of the Eiffel Tower in Paris to breathe that moment in. It can be very everyday experiences, okay? So I want you to find those moments. You've got them, they're there, they're right in front of you right now, they're literally under your nose, okay? So I want you to look with your eyes, explore with your senses, and really see and then create these beautiful moments that you can then breathe in to your being, into your body. Take that big, deep breath, and as you do that, really visualize and feel the warmth and the nurturing and the kindness and the magic of that moment, just literally moving energetically into your body and washing over your heart, certainly heart chakra area. Just, oh, it's beautiful. I really encourage that, because that experience brings depth into your everyday. It makes life feel like you're living at a really deep and meaningful level. Okay. The fourth step that I have for you is all about stepping aside from the drama. Now, I've only got about a few minutes before the break, so this one's going to take quite a conversation over just before the break and after the break, and I'm really keen to talk about that. Drama, okay? It's in everyone's life. We all participate in it from time to time, okay? The truth is that there is so much anger and frustration and confusion in the world today that we can be so easily caught up in the drama that we actually forget that we have a choice. Okay, we have a choice. We don't have to become involved in the drama. We don't have to become involved in someone else's issues. We don't have to respond or react in a certain way, which then leads to more and more conflict and turmoil. We don't have to do any of those things. But we forget we have our own conditioning and our own programming that's, you know, there from our life, our childhoods, and that can condition us to get involved into drama. Okay, you do have a choice. And there's a few tools that I use. In this article on mariashriver.com, I mention two questions that I use. But I'm also, because I've got more time here on the radio show, I'm going to share with you also another tool that I use all the time with my clients and in my own life. And I find these tools really, really useful and important tools. But let's start with the questions. The two questions I use, and I consider these to be magical questions, and I'll get as much of this in before the break and then we'll talk more about this after the break. But the two magical questions that I use to help me decide what I'll give my time and attention to are these. Number one, does this situation uplift me? Does this person uplift me? Does this conversation uplift me? Does this family event that I've been invited to uplift me? Will I feel good if I go there? Okay, will I feel good if I go there? And the second question, and then I answer that, and obviously, you know, where it's, you know, in a negative conversation where perhaps someone's moaning and groaning about someone else's behaviour to you, does it uplift me? Well, no, it doesn't. It drags me down. It makes me feel really yucky, you know. It might be a family gathering and there's really tricky family dynamics, and to go means that, you know, you're going to, someone will, you know that someone will, you know, put you down or feel really horrible. Why go? I mean, there's a whole show in that, you know. But after the break, I'm going to talk to you about the second question and keep going with this fourth step, which is to step aside to the drama. Stay with me. Thank you for listening. Loving having your time.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on The Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, it's Katrina Kavanagh here, and you're listening to I Am Wisdom which is the home of everyday wisdom for your life, okay? So this is the place where we talk about new understandings, where we talk about the difference between mind work and energy work and combining those two to create a really amazing life and to really, you know, a satisfying life, a meaningful life, you know, which of course is amazing, but it's important. It has depth to it, you know, that you know, a life where you have some peace of mind. Isn't that the best thing, hey? Peace of mind, where you can have relationships that flourish rather than flounder. You know, where you can have the most important relationship, which is the relationship you have with yourself. So, in a really positive way. So this is the space, my show, where we talk about that. And I'm really grateful for your listening ear. And I'm very glad that you're here with me. So on today's show, what we're talking about is the 5 steps that you can take to build meaning into your life. Okay. So we've gone through steps 1, 2, and 3. We're on the last little bit of our show today. So I need to talk to you about step 4 and step 5. And then finish up with some announcements as well. So step 4 is all about stepping aside from the drama, okay? And what we've already acknowledged just before the break is that there is so much anger and frustration and confusion in the world right now, okay, that we can become so caught up in the drama that we forget that we have a choice. And there's 2 magical questions that I use to decide what I'll give my time and attention to. And the first question is, does this uplift me? And that's where I was at before the break, which was, does this situation uplift me? Does this person uplift me? Does, not that, you know, everything's about uplift, you know, that you can only participate if something is good for you. Of course, there'll be times when, you know, things might be a little bit challenging and you may do something for another person. You know, helping another person, for example, might be a complete inconvenience to you, but you still may help that person if that is a balanced relationship of giving and receiving, may I say. But anyway, so I was just talking about, you know, for example, a family event. You know, if you have a family event with it, but you come from a family where there's lots of complexity and drama to it, well, you know, you have a choice. You can attend or not. You can participate in relationships or not. People don't quite realize that. They feel obligated, usually at the expense of themselves. You do have the choice of, for example, you know, do you want to spend 10 minutes on the phone with a friend who you know always complains yet never does anything about it? Okay. Do you want to do that? Or do you want to suggest they go to someone special, you know, who specializes in that area and, you know, maybe get that 10 minutes back? Because that's what you need to think about. Every moment's precious. And that 10 minutes or hour or 2 hours, whatever it is that you give to a situation that is not uplifting you and you're doing that on a regular basis, you don't get that time back. You don't get that 15 minutes back in this lifetime anyway. So it's really important to be aware of stepping aside from the drama. So the first question I say is, does this uplift me? And the second question I say is, will this truly matter to me in 10 years' time? Anyway, there are things that do happen. For example, there might be certain top forms of conflict with your partner or whatever where you're thrashing out a really important issue that, yes, that issue will matter in 10 years' time. So you need to not necessarily engage in drama about it, but you certainly need to problem solve that and have a conversation about that. So, but there's plenty of things that we agonize and worry about, that we stress about, that we get involved in, we get sucked into other people's experiences, where really in 10 years' time, it's not going to matter to you, let alone them. And so there we are in the drama of it all, but again, that's time that you don't get back. So you can appreciate that when we start to clear away the drama from our life, okay, when we start to clear it away, immediately, of course, that enhances and creates space for more meaning to be there, for more depth to our relationships and life. So the trick, though, that I haven't talked about in my article on MariaShriver.com, the trick is that you have to be able to identify the drama first, because some of us are so familiar to us that you don't even realize you're in it until you understand a really special, wonderful formula. There's a wonderful fellow by the name of Cartman who developed a triangle called the drama triangle. And Cartman's drama triangle is something that I use as a therapeutic tool a lot. So anyone who's listening who has accessed my service or is accessing my service will go, yes, yes, she uses the drama triangle all the time. It's a great therapeutic tool because it's all about human behavior. That's what I love about it. And it's easy to understand. So what I want you to do now is if you've got a pen and paper handy or just in your mind's eye, if you're driving, don't be doing this, is just visualize a triangle or draw a triangle, okay? And at the top of the triangle, I want you to write the word persecutor, or some people like to use the word perpetrator, okay? And then on one of the, you've got two bottom corners of the triangle. And on the left-hand side, I want you to write the word victim. And then on the right-hand corner of the triangle at the bottom, I want you to write the word rescuer. Now, you've just drawn yourself Cartman's drama triangle. And Cartman's theory that he put together for this basically is that whenever you are in any one of these roles, so a persecutor or perpetrator is someone who is telling others what to do. Okay, now that's different to a manager directing. This is someone giving unsolicited advice. Okay. Oh, sorry, that might be the rescue actually. But anyway, it's actually someone who is telling you what to do in an aggressive way. So it's someone being aggressive. It's the people that are there saying, you should. That's definitely in the persecutor role, okay? You should be doing this, you should be doing that. Why aren't you doing this? Someone being either passive-aggressive or overtly aggressive, that's really, really easy. It's someone who is not listening to the other person and who is usually feeling quite frustrated, and then they find themselves, you'll know you're in that possible persecutor role if you're feeling frustrated and you're using dialogue around you should, okay? The other positions are victim. Victim's really obvious. These are people who feel helpless and hopeless, unable to change anything in their life. There's a difference between victimization and victimhood, which is the show in itself. Victims are people who, just simply feel, are wanting others to make their life better, basically. Don't feel like they can change their life themselves. They want someone else to make their life better, and they feel completely hopeless. Now, all of us occupy these positions. There's not one person who's listening, including myself, who has not been on the drama triangle at some stage, okay? The wonderful thing about it is learning how to recognize it and then hop off the drama triangle. And then the third point in that triangle is the rescuer. Now, rescuing people usually can often come across as very nice and kind and caring initially, okay? Very nice and kind and caring initially. Then they give and 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 they come and help you and they come and help and they come and help and they come and help. And you might be one of those people who goes and helps and does for. And then all of a sudden they give too much. So they're the people who love too much, give too much. They're trying to save the other person from the consequences of their own behavior. And so what you find is in life, most rescuers get tired, they get frustrated, then they usually jump up to the persecutor role where they will go to talk to another person, they'll triangulate in another way and say, I've given everything, I've done this, I've done that, and they're just simply, not doing anything for me, and those kind of, they should be doing this and they should be doing that, and becoming quite critical. So in that moment, they've stepped up to the persecutor role. The other person they're talking about is in the victim role, and the person they're talking to will often sometimes step into the rescuer role and say, oh, that's horrible, they shouldn't have treated you that way, blah, 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 blah. So there's a lot more to that. I probably need to do a whole show on the drama triangle because it's very empowering once you understand it. I might make a note of that for next week, actually. I had another idea, but I think I'd like to do the drama triangle next week. So we'll talk more about that next week on next week's show. But essentially, this is a really good tool because when you're in a situation of difficulty, you just kind of have to do a quick checklist. Oh, am I being a persecutor? Am I being a victim? Am I being a rescuer? If you answer yes to any one of those, you're on the drama triangle. We all get there sometimes. And the beauty of knowing you're there is insight and awareness so you can step off, okay? So we've not got much more time left for the show. I've talked a little bit. This is my tiredness, guys. It just doesn't do you on your game as usual. But you know what? Hey, I'm human, and that's okay. The fifth and final step is the most important thoughts are the ones that you have about towards yourself. The most important thoughts we have are the ones that we have about ourselves in any given moment, and we really have the choice to be self-critical or to view ourselves through a lens of self-compassion and understanding. And this is a daily choice that you can make, and it's one that you can make now. I hope those 5 steps have been helpful to you. I hope they've been helpful to you. Next week's show, I'll be definitely talking about the Cartman's Dharma Triangle. We'll do a whole show on that because I think that show is something that is very, very empowering, because once you understand the Dharma Triangle, then you can understand your life a whole lot better, and you can manage conflict and you can have a much healthier, happier life. If you're looking for someone who's amazing, I'm encouraging you to go to johnholland.com. John Holland is a very well-known Hay House author, a medium, a psychic, and he's a really, really beautiful individual. Really happy to have been on his show this week and very grateful for that spot. If you'd love to catch him up and listen to that, you can catch that on my website, or you can go to my Facebook page at facebook.com/Katrina Kavanagh, where you can click on one of the blogs and you'll find the link there to listen to the show. I want to say to you a really big thank you for listening to the show. I hope today's show on 5 steps to build a meaningful life has been helpful to you. I hope that it's helped you clear away some drama, clear away some misunderstanding, seize the day, seize the moment, enjoy the preciousness of each moment, breathe in as many moments as you can, and connect with someone that you love. Connect with someone that you love. And don't forget, in the morning light, set the intention that today will be a really good day. And my wish for you is that this week is a really good week. Namaste. Take care. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.